Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain futures sharply higher on the session, with the exception of Kansas City wheat, which has lost out on spread since peaking last week Wednesday over $2.70, Kansas over Chicago. Right now we're exactly $2 over Chicago for Kansas as the spread continues to see liquidation from that topping effect that occurred last week. Now, corn higher to the upside alongside of beans, recovering from the washout made last Friday for corn on May 18th. May corn got down to $5.47, rallied 60 cents to today's highs before retreating a bit on the close. What's come to play there is, yes, we know the weather is kind of a concern. Is it killing anything? No, but it's warm and it's been dry, similar to 2015 and 2018, which were record crop years, and they came in dry during May while the crop got planted in the bulk of the Midwest. And of course, you need that nice warmth for the crop to germinate and root down. If it's got a lot of moisture, it doesn't root very good, which helps it survive the hard times. So anyway, the market is taking a look at that as a concern since the prices had declined so much into late last week. In the case of November beans, it made its low for this whole move just yesterday, and we're only sitting about 20 cents off those lows made. On the corn, though, part of the reason for the strength up front is that the Chinese corn cancellations that occurred over the past several weeks were not so much because they didn't want our corn, it's because they couldn't get the corn acquired to deliver to the Gulf. Too much competition on the heavy basis over for ethanol plants and feed usage heading west out into Kansas kind of kept them from aggressively reaching above their prices to acquire it. So they did a cancellation. So that means the WASDE crop report that was issued 2 weeks ago for May could be in question as to whether the validity that our carryout is actually that high on old crop. So we'll see. The USDA comes around to getting it right. Sometimes it takes a year or two, but they eventually get it right, but the market then is affected until it is. Corn basis right now in the Midwest has Cedar Rapids around 75 cents over the board. Decatur is 70 over. That means there were some farmers in the Midwest offered $6.70 corn again, which is a comfortable price they got used to back in March. So they're probably going to see some sales up at these levels. That's going to cap this rally here for a bit. We come back Monday night, Tuesday morning. If we see any hint of rain from mid-June forward, it's the start of the summer trading season. It's either going to be sharply lower on Monday night or sharply higher. On the last trades, we have the corn for July up 11.5 cents, 602.25, while December corn is a 14.5 higher, 530.5. Soybeans July up 11.75, 13.35 3/4, while November is gaining 16 cents at 11.88. Now in the wheat market, Kansas is actually on the low of the day, down 5.25, 8.13, while July Chicago is up 9.75 at 6.14. Minneapolis, July, 5.25 higher, 8.10 3/4. September up 4.5, 8.12 1/2. Commodities remain volatile and you need a way to keep up with them quickly via your cell phone, your laptop, or your desktop. Heartland Investor Services has the application for you to get real live quotes. Call us at 701-222-0221. Cattle futures made new contract highs across the board today. Live cattle, feeder cattle, throughout the end of the year. Boxed beef has choice jumping $3.95 to $303.89. Select up 21 cents to $284.75. Cash trade pretty much wrapped up on the week yesterday. The board is just looking towards next week and the optimism that the spreads as we get into June may still be too wide. We'll see. June cattle up 30. Oh, and of course, with the stock market having a very strong tone today, with likely finding a resolution on the debt ceiling, the market is taking a measured, optimistic approach that demand's going to hold good. June cattle up 37 cents, 167.67. August gaining 65 cents, 165.42. October up 87 cents, 169.90. Strength in the feed grains took feeders off early strength. We're down 15 cents on August, 234.52. September off 30, 237.70. November feeders off 60 cents, 239.67. Hogs imploding again today, back basically taking all of the premiums out into the cash market as the market continues to struggle with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that California's Proposition 12 restricting hog husbandry production habitats that have to be not be confinement to be done in California. So the liquidation of sows is going to be difficult because you just can't move those sows to another state and use them because there's no built-out infrastructure for them. So longer term, this is friendly for hogs, but in the short term, it's been horrible, continues to be horrible. June hogs today down $2, $75.65. July hogs off $2.65, $74.60. Gold down 30 cents right now, $19.43.30. Silver's up 44 cents, $23.35. While Bitcoin's climbing $280 to $26,786. Crude oil up 56 cents a barrel today, but we're still off the highs by about $2 that would occur earlier in the week. The July crude oil, $72.43, up 61. Gasoline gaining 3.25 cents a gallon at $258.64, while heating oil is up almost 4 cents a gallon, $2.37.5. Any questions, you can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.